It's Miguel on your radio with Adorn, another favorite, Bien and Scar, Mkandinali, also on your radio. And we checked out Naledi Apiwe, who's just making waves in South R. 9:15, let's bring it back to the land of the brave. Thank you so much for choosing us. The NSK and Shaquan is on your radio. Now, yesterday, Shaquan, you asked me what's happening in terms of domestic entertainment, you know, who's doing what, who's doing what, who's doing great, who's beefing who, what's the story. And I sort of kind of told you that there seems to be a bit of an animosity between Top Chedi and artist Mabuza as well. And, you know, here on Fresh FM, we like to get straight to the source. We like to go straight to the source and hear from the actual source itself. If that's the case, what is the story? What's the situation? And so on and so forth. So we're going to have Mabuza on right now. We'll speak to him, understand what is the situation.
Yeah,
and then
what
we'll
did
give,
we miss?
Yeah, exactly. And we'll give Top Chedi the right of reply as well. Mabuza!
Hey, sir.
Who like it, Omes?
It's Mojo, man. That's it, Lukuta.
That's it, that's it. Were you, were you in the studio all night? Why? Look, I'm clean, you saw me, bruh. welcome to Fresh Breakfast, but we appreciate you.
Always.
That's
it. Always a pleasure.
Mabuza, a couple of weeks ago, you posted something on your Facebook fan page, on your platforms, in which you basically hinted at a so-called gatekeeper, you know, and you mentioned other things also in that Facebook post. And at the time, we were all wondering, Van Vipra Mabuza, who do I irritate? And then another post surfaced from Top Chedi, where she is narrating how and alleging how this certain personality in the industry is bullying her. So she leveled allegations of bullying against this artist. And upon doing research on Fresh Breakfast, it seemingly sees that it's the two of you guys that are taking shots at each other. So let's start from the beginning, Omes. Is there a problem between you and Top Chedi?
If you have to check my...
Sorry?
If you have to see, the me and Top have been working lately a lot on a lot of projects, starting from Life Movie. We were together on Life Movie. We never had a problem. I was even shocked when she reacted, like the post was actually directed towards her, which is not, which wasn't the case. I never said it's for her, because me and Top, we always been cool. Maybe I feel maybe she feels like maybe she's more into the corporate in the corporate side. Like maybe let's say like maybe most of the companies she gets calls from her and from those people like to go perform and all that. She maybe feels whenever someone in the industry tried to talk about gatekeeping or anything. I feel maybe she feels maybe people always talk towards her or says words towards her, but that's not the case. And the bullying, come on, why would I bully Top? What's the reason for me to bully her? I've worked with her. I've never said anything towards her while we are together like this. I never said anything bad towards her. I've always honored her, respected her, always embraced her. Why would I bully her?
All right. We hear you. For someone who also hasn't seen the post, who's listening right now, what exactly did you say in that post? You know, Because obviously you are both, you know, two talented Namibian artists and creatives, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. we also mm-hmm. just want to create, you know, harmony between the two of you. Because, you know, sometimes, like you're saying, I don't know, I had no reason to bully her, but she received it a different way. So how can we just make it a little bit clear? What exactly did you say? And also maybe with the corporate Namibia.
I actually went with the post of, I think it's Don Tamatian, who Bethel, the post that was posted in the Namibian.
About Namibian artists upset about pro bono.
And then I said, I have a feeling of people not have been paid. I have a feeling maybe someone, a lady, might be the one that actually tried to gatekeep you guys not to be paid. Because I am one of the artists that never apply for these political shows, unless it's maybe Cassie Vibe and the rest, because I don't want to involve myself with those political things. So I said, the reason why you guys maybe didn't get ain't getting paid, it's maybe because of someone that's gatekeeping you guys. That's all I said. And then all of a sudden, it turned out like apparently I bullied someone.
But you didn't mean...
And I never mentioned even someone's name.
Uh-huh. But
even, I never mentioned someone's name.
But even though you didn't mention anyone's name, you were not alluding to Top Cherry. Or were you alluding to Top Cherry?
No, I wasn't even alluding to Top Cherry.
Aha, uh-huh. You were speaking about someone else, even for that matter.
Yeah. And she actually just decided it was towards her, and it wasn't towards her. And she's saying, I've been bullying. If you see the post that she posted, she's saying, I've been bullying her for quite a while. Like, come on, guys. If you guys are NSK, you remember there was a moment Bobby Mabuza Karishma had.
Yeah, you guys had a movement, yeah.
Our movement, right? Deep. And then there was a movement of the Black Box, and there was a lot of movement.
Black Box Entertainment, yeah.
Fine. And then we never had any problem with Black Box. We on our side, we had that thing like, these are the kids from the Kasi that don't have the finances and all that, but we will always try to break through with our own gigs. We will always try to get our own gigs, because we never used to get gigs that time. You understand? And then me, Bobby, and we had our manager, which is that time we've been managed by Tuli Shipanga, our manager. And then Tuli one day decided, no, guys, we have a 2000 year. Let's go to Valves Bay. Let's get our own car. We actually hired a taxi, a guy that was driving a taxi. And then there is a lot of guys that can testify that the guy from Okanja, Kwame Sankara.
Okay, yeah, Kwame, yeah.
We even passed through Okanja. We salute him. We went to them. You know, because you can't go in someone's town without saluting all the artists everywhere. There. We went until Valves. We went to Hofas.
DJ Hofas, the legendary.
We went to Hofas. That time, Hofas was managing Chestember.
Okay.
We went to Hofas. We spoke to Hofas. Hofas decided, okay, cool, we are giving you guys this date. Sharp. And then we traveled back to Windhoek the same night. We went in the morning and we came back in the night. Sharp. We started doing our posters because we had the agreement. It was on. We got the post with the logos of Chestember, everything. We did our show. We promoted our show, everything.
Yeah. Okay.
All of a sudden, Bobby calls me. He's like, yo, have you checked on Facebook? I'm like, what? What's going on Facebook? What's up? Bobby is like, yo, it seems like Black Box got our date.
At the same venue.
I'm like, what? You understand?
So it was a collaboration or what? Oh.
No, it wasn't a collaboration. It was apparently they had their own, I don't know, it was their own tour and what. Because we were also busy with our tour at that time.
Yeah.
You understand? We were also busy with our tour at the time. And then we tried to ask old person, what's going for what? Oh, what's going for what? Ah, yeah. And then there was now a story of two managers of one venue with two managers that spoke to two different, it's like Black Box apparently spoke to someone else. We spoke to someone else and what. And those people had a meeting for what thing. So that's why they got the date. But we were like, guys, we promoted our event like for 3 weeks. These guys just dropped their poster like this week. And all of a sudden, it's now. You understand? And then we decided, fine, we love that show. And then we decided, let's make our own show at Kukulus.
Oh, yes. Lukulus, yeah, just around the corner.
Kukulus, yeah, here in Bamba location.
And here in Windhoek?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kukulus, here in Windhoek. That's where we made our show. We decided we ain't going anymore to the coast because we lost the date. But there were talks there and what we had. But we never took those things as serious. We decided we are going to ignore those things. We ain't, because Bobby also had a song with the Black Box that time, and then Bobby decided he's not going to perform that song anymore with the guys. You understand? Because we felt bad, hurt, but we decided we ain't going to entertain, you understand, whatever is happening. So we decided we are going to stand on our own. We ain't working anymore with these guys. We see now what's going for what, but we heard the stories in the streets. You understand? We know what happened in the streets, and we ignore that thing.
So you low-key, so you
wasn't that a bully?
So you low-key suspect that they influenced Hofas in
there's a lot of talks. You understand? There's a lot of talks. There was even a moment of also us having the same problem. If you go on YouTube now, the song is there, Bobby featuring Mabuza, Guap, is the same beat that Cash and Chandi otherwise did. But that was actually a mistake that Chris Wayne did. Sold us one same beat. You understand? It's a pile up of a lot of things. Now she feels like maybe now we still have those grudges until we left those things already. If I had anything against her or if I wanted to bully her, come on, guys. I wouldn't have worked with Top until now. How many? We even did a song for my album, my previous album. We worked on movie set. Why would I bully her? Have I ever treated her bad? No. Have I ever disrespected her on those sets? She can even confess herself. I never. Why does Top always feel whenever I say something or whenever we say, if anyone says something, it's towards her? No, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because we're gonna speak to Top Cherry as well, if she agrees, we'll give her a right of reply as well. Maybe we'll also just get a comment from Hofas as well. If depending on what Top Cherry says, are you willing to have a reconciliation conversation? Are you willing to say, look, Top, this is silly.
It was a misunderstanding.
I was not talking about you. Let's move on, please.
I'm always willing to apologize if she feels like maybe I disrespected her or her art or whatever move she does. Mm. I'm willing to always apologize. But
what you're saying right now, 100%, what you are standing on is the fact that that post was not directed at her.
It wasn't directed to her.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. No, we got it, Mabuza. Thank you so much for sharing your side of the story. We will get hold of Top Chair and give her the right of reply. And we'll also get a quick comment also from Hofas. Thank you, Buta. We appreciate
and
you.
I think maybe also we should get a comment from Chris Wayne, because what's up?
Chris Wayne selling the same beat.
You understand, I was actually just saying, like, those are things that happened.
Oh, that piled up, okay.
Oh, you mean like this, just to give us some context, that, okay.
Yeah, it was things of those, yeah. It's not like we ever had grudges. Until now, me and Chris, we worked.
He's a brilliant producer.
He produced my first song of my new album that I'm working on right now.
My man.
So
awesome.
It's just like maybe she feels like whenever we had those misunderstandings, all those terms, and whenever we decide, nay, they are they there, we are walking this side. And whenever we walk by them, we ain't greeting them or saluting them. Maybe she feels like, nah, those grandchildren are still there. No.
But it's not the case. All right.
It's not the case.
All right. We appreciate you, Mabuza. Yeah. We wish you all the best up with your new project. And we'll try and get hold of a Top Cherry.
Respect, my G.
Ahibuta.
Have a pleasant day.
All right, cool. Let's leave it at that. Exclusive. On Fresh Breakfast, 9:30, that's your time. We've got August Alsina lined up and so much more. About Top Cherry, that will take a day or two, but we'll see what we can arrange. Let's leave it at that.
Shaquan in NSK on 102.9.